live in the studio, and I have a special guest this morning, Miss Sarah Watkins, who will be at the Charlottesville Pavilion tonight along with Garrison Keillor. It's the Summer Love Tour from A Prairie Home Companion. And are we ready, Mr. Engineer? All thumbs up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah, thank you so much for coming in to WNRN Studios on this early Sunday morning. We do
My
appreciate
pleasure.
It. So how's things going?
Things are going really, really well. Tonight is the last night of the Summer Love Tour. That's and we've been, we've hit 25 cities and, over the last four or five weeks, we had a couple days off there, and it's been amazing, actually. A totally different kind of tour than I've ever been a part of, and it's been a pleasure.
That makes life good. For our listeners who don't really understand this Prairie Home Companion thing, could you give us a little background on what Garrison Keillor's been doing with this?
Yeah, the Summer Love Tour is it's a tour, basically the basic same format of a Prairie Home Companion broadcast on National Public Radio, which he's done for more or less 36 years.
Wow.
He tried to quit a couple of times, I understand, but it hasn't worked. And it's based on an old time radio show format. And there's radio drama, there's sound effects man, there are lots of stories and lots of music as well. He has guests on, and over the years I've been lucky enough to be on the broadcast several times, and this winter he asked if I would want to be a part of the tour and sing duets with him, and I said, yes, sir, please.
That's incredible. Very
good. It's been amazing.
That is awesome. But do they actually, like, record any of this and play it back on NPR? Or
No.
It's just the format.
This is just
like
for a concert. Yeah. And because of that, the reason we go on tour in different places than he's done the broadcast is because the venues don't have to be quite as specific. And because they bring this whole truck, this whole big operation to make it a live radio show, because it is live across the country when it goes on Saturday afternoons, and then they replay it on Sundays. But it's 2 hours top to front, clock's ticking, live radio for 2 hours, and so everything has to be just so.
That's
and they get to a lot of country, a lot of towns during the year. But on this tour, he brought the show to a lot of towns that have not gotten the broadcast lately. And the reception has been really fun to see. I mean, people come out to see him in droves, and it has been pouring down rain at a lot of these towns, and they just stick with it. And he walks out in the audience with them, and just, you know, is right there with them, enduring the weather, and they just they nothing stops him. He's got some real big fans out there.
That's incredible.
I'm one of them.
That's great. Again, for those of you who don't know, Sarah used to be with the group A Nickel Creek, and her along with Chris Thiele and her older brother Sean were the main backing behind Nickel Creek. What are those guys doing now? I understand all of you guys kind of going your separate ways, doing a few different things. And
yeah, it's been really fun getting to see, we're all big fans of each other's, and it's been really fun getting to see what everyone does when they have their druthers, and when they're not limited to the personnel and the instrumentation that Nickel Creek had. Not that it was ever limiting for me, but we grew up, we were in that band since Chris and I were 8 and Sean was 12. So it was about 18 and a half years. And
wow.
Then in 07, we did our last show. And Chris is doing the Punch Brothers, and I'm sure he's doing stuff with Edgar Meyer and Mike Marshall as well, and composing a whole lot. And my brother is in a couple bands, too. He's in this band called Fiction Family with the frontman for Switchfoot, a San Diego rock band. That's a really great band. It's really good. And then WPA, Works Progress Administration, is another one of his bands, it's been really fun to see both of them and their songwriting and just how everything has flourished so much. And I've been having a blast promoting my record for the last year and a half or so. Sean's come out with me some too, which has been great.
That is
we
good.
Play here in Charlottesville.
Okay, you want to play a tune for us?
Sure, I'll play a fiddle tune and start things
That's
off.
That's awesome. Thank you so
Bluegrassy.
Much. Bluegrassy. Sarah Watkins in the WNRN studio, folks.
This is called Jefferson.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Sarah Watkins, live in the WNRN studio this morning, folks. We do appreciate her coming in. And very, very nice tune there called Jefferson. That's pretty appropriate, too, for being in Charlottesville.
Yep.
So, Sarah, I understand you've been pretty busy. You've done a lot of opening acts for people, such as like Tift Merritt, Robert Earl Keen, Donovan Frankenreiter, all those WNRN favorites. So you fit right in with our genre of music so well, and we do appreciate it. But tell me about this album. A dude named John Paul Jones produced this, who some of you rock people may know him as the bass player for Led Zeppelin. So how did all this come about?
Creator of Black Dog.
Okay.
He is a mandolin player and plays a bunch of mandolin on that Zepp stuff. And a big fan of American folk music and roots, and as well as English and all kinds of international traditional music. And he, I got to know him over the years a little bit, but in, I think probably 2007 or so, he approached me about producing my record. I think he just assumed that I was going to do one. I don't remember telling him. And he saw a Nickel Creek show at Cambridge Folk Festival and approached me about producing it. And I didn't really think he was that serious. And but we stayed in touch, and he we talked about song selection, and we sent him a bunch of stuff, and I updated him with a lot of people that I'd been playing with in Los Angeles, a lot of different players, and we it didn't take long before we sort of got on the same track, and he was just a dream to work with in the studio. Super, just made me feel like the cat's pajamas.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
That's how it goes, right? That's the saying, right?
That's it.
I don't think I've ever said it before.
I'll never forget it. That's great. Sweet. I understand you either wrote or co-wrote 8 of the 14 tracks on this self-titled CD.
And yeah.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, I've not
been
in
it's not amazing, but it is new for me.
Yeah, it is. But I mean,
it's amazing for me.
Getting, you know, trying to hit a question here, because I haven't been part of bluegrass for a real long time, but it didn't take me long to figure out that most bluegrass tunes are about Jesus eating, drinking, cheating, killing, and dying. So I mean, what motivates you to write some
the
of the stuff you do?
Of life.
What goes into a song? I mean, what is it that gets into your gut and makes you, hey, I need to write a song about this?
So far, I'm a beginner songwriter, but so far, what seems to be the inspiration of songs that I end up playing more than a couple of times, songs that I've written, is generally I'll be going through something, or a close friend will be going through something, and it'll have enough of an impact on me that I'm sort of, you know, humming around, like my, you know, I'm internalizing it basically, and a lot of times that, or ideally, that internalization will sort of be boiled down to a seed of thought or some kind of statement, some kind of core, and if I have an instrument around me at that time or a way to write it down, a lot of times that will be the start of a song.
Okay.
And then the song can develop that way. But I don't really have any desire to. Well, I don't know. I mean, I would like to learn how to write story songs, like Robert Earl Keen, like John Prine, so many of the great bluegrass composers and songwriters. Great stories. And I don't,
you're still young, though,
I don't
so,
really
I mean,
know
you,
how,
you
well,
have
I mean,
to live some of those moments, I think, first.
I think probably so. Them, so. It's not just all made up. And a lot of times I'll try to be like, okay, I'm going to write a story, or I'm going to write a song about this. And it just sounds so ridiculous. And it just sounds like all these other songs that I've heard that I don't care about. And I don't want to write that kind of a song. It's hard enough getting other people to care about your music, but you have to at least care about it, you know?
Very true. I understand on this album you got a lot of pretty decent help here as well.
The help is good.
Yeah. Tim O'Brien, of course, Chris Eldridge from the Punch Brothers,
yeah,
Ronnie McCurry.
Critter.
Plus, we got a pretty famous drummer there from the Elvis Costello band.
Pete Thomas, plays on some songs. Not too many drum songs, you bluegrass listeners. It's not overwhelming. I'm not a rock person anymore, or trying to be a rock person. But he does a great job supporting the stuff.
That's great. You want to do another tune?
Yeah, okay. I'll do one that I wrote.
Sarah Watkins, again, live in the WNRN studio, folks. Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in.
This is sort of a prayer that I wrote for a friend of mine when he was going through a hard time. And it being Sunday and all, this will be my gospel portion of the set. I'm sorry, if someone could hold the end of this mic stand. For you blind listeners out there, the mic stand is a little top heavy. Oh, thank you. Yes, you're gonna hold it for 2.5 minutes. All right. Okay. My friend is worn and torn. He's badly wounded. I don't know what he to his heart, relief to his mind. Bring hope to his heart, relief to his mind. He lives for love.
Very nice. Sarah Watkins live in the WNRN studio this morning, and we do appreciate her coming in. Again, we're live in the studio with Sarah Watkins. She will be at the Charlottesville Pavilion tonight as part of Carison Gaylor's A Prairie Home Companion Summer Love Tour. So, Miss Watkins, this is the last show because your schedule says you're going to Madison, Wisconsin next. That's in October.
So. That's in October. Yeah, I'm opening for Stephen Kellogg and the Sixers for about a week and a half.
Okay, that's not the part of this tour, though. Okay.
Yeah, and actually, and then I think I'm doing a couple of dates with John Prine in this part of the country, but I don't know if I'm coming to Charlottesville, but it's a year full of variety.
That's fabulous.
And then I get to go to the UK, and I'm really excited. Yeah. I haven't done that for this record yet, so that'll be fun.
Good deal, good deal. I understand you have some music and vocals that you've done for movies as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
A little bit,
A couple show tunes in there.
All right. Nobody loves. I every once in a while, that's a really good thing to do, because I live in San Diego, which is, well, the part of San Diego I live in is about an hour and 45 minutes south of Los Angeles. And so every once in a while, I get a call to play on some stuff. I did a little fiddling on Crazy Heart, the movie, and a couple of other things. And that's always fun.
Yeah. So listeners, check the credits. You never know. You could see Sarah Watkins on more movies to come, I'm sure, because she is an amazing talent. I have to admit something here to my listeners, that I do have a weak spot for female fiddle players.
Do you?
You can ask Ian here. We had Cherry Holmes in here about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing the interview, and after Molly, they played a song, and after I saw Little Molly crank that fiddle, I had chills all over me, and I lost composure, totally lost
there
composure.
There are stuttering, and
Anne had to just grab me by the arm.
I think there are two types of bluegrass listening men. There are the ones that have the soft spot for the straight men. There's the ones who have the soft spot for banjo playing girls, and the others for fiddle playing girls.
You, Tammy Rogers, and Molly in a room together, I would just die. I promise you, I would lose it. Seriously.
She's great.
Yeah, Tammy Rogers, she's pretty amazing too. But something else that you and I actually have in common, I was reading some of the stuff on your website.
When you were
younger, you really got kind of freaked out by Linda Ronstadt's Greatest Hits 1.
Yeah. Freaked out's a good way to put it.
I go back before that, because when I was a child, I used to ride around with this guy in his van. We'd ride out in the countryside looking for antique cars. He would buy them and fix them up. And he was the latest thing. He had a cassette deck, not an 8-track, but a cassette deck. We listened to Linda Ronstadt all day long. And I was like 13 years old. And I was just, Prisoner in Disguise was the main cassette. We just played it over and over and over. And I've been such a huge fan of hers. Just, she's another one of those ones that just puts chills on my body. And
yeah.
I don't know if you can relate to that.
Absolutely. I used to drive around and listen to that over and over again with my mom, and also the trio record that she did with Emmylou Harris and Dolly Parton.
Yep.
The first trio record was a really big part of my listening growing up.
And it does make a difference. But
yeah.
It's amazing that some artists can affect you that way, or others, you know,
well,
you
I mean,
care
that's,
less about. But.
That's the beauty. That's what, you know, not to get freaky or anything, but that's what art's supposed to do, is affect you and get you excited about stuff. And she got me real excited about
same here. I used to just list headphones on and listen to her while I was doing homework, or just amazing. She was such a talent. But then she hooked up with Aaron Neville, and I kind of lost a little interest there. But I mean, some of that stuff was good. I used to play it at weddings, and I've actually played Nickel Creek at weddings, the smoothie song, you know.
The smoothie song.
While I'm introducing the wedding party and stuff, yeah.
That's awesome.
Big plus for Nickel Creek. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the bride and groom.
That's it. Keep going. I'm getting chills again. No, but that's incredible. So tonight at 7, right? Charlottesville Pavilion. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I thrashed my voice last night in the bus. We were singing songs, and screaming them out loud and proud. And we got to the hotel around 4:30 or 5 in the morning. Wow. I think I went to sleep half an hour before that. But you are hearing the effects with my low style and morning radio voice.
Nothing wrong with that at all. One more question, then I'll let you play a tune and get on out of here. I know you got to be somewhere. Tell us about this Watkins Family Hour thing.
Oh, that's California,
right?
Yeah. So there's a in the last few years of Nickel Creek touring, last three or four, Nickel Creek wasn't on tour, Sean and I started playing this gig, semi-local gig in Los Angeles, called the Watkins Family Hour, and it was basically just us playing songs that a lot of LA folks hadn't heard that we grew up listening to, like Hot Rise Numbers and Tim and Molly songs and Tony Rice, Rick Skaggs and Rice stuff, and old Bluegrass Album Band. And then, and just kind of, you know, slamming our way through it and for fun. And then as we kept doing it, as it became more regular, we became, we got really excited about actually learning these songs and then writing new songs and writing and playing a lot of the songs that were on the last Nickel Creek record, and the songs that Sean's written lately and I've written lately are largely due to the fact that we've gotten to play in this club in LA. And a bunch of our friends come and join us whenever they're in town. And a lot of the folks on my record, I met them through the playing this place called Largo. And they were a part of the songs before any of them were recorded. So it's been a really great outlet. out there.
Sounds fun. Do you want to do one more tune and then we'll we will dismiss you?
I
know you're a busy woman. So.
I was thinking I could do a Linda Ronstadt song, but it's not bluegrass.
I don't care.
Okay.
It's my show, so what I say goes.
Sorry, I probably shouldn't have.
Sarah Watkins, folks, live in the WNRN studio, part of the Prairie Home Companion Summer Love Tour tonight at the Charlottesville Pavilion.
And Linda Williams are going to be
Robin
there,
and Linda Williams will be there as well. I'm going to play some of their stuff this morning in this last half hour. And I'm going to let Sarah do one more song.
So. Okie doke. This is a Mike Nesmith song that Linda did.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run every time you make eyes at me? Oh, and you cry and moan and say it'll work out. Oh, but honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. Oh,
good. Sarah Watkins live in the WNRN studio. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks
to the engineers, Tad, Ian. This stuff will be on YouTube later. Later today.
Fantastic.
We have a YouTube page. YouTube WNRN.
YouTube.com/WNRN.
So you go there a lot then, right?
Yeah, I look in some stuff. I get there a lot. Yeah, Linda just shook me up. I'm telling you. You hit my weak spot there, but I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Good luck with tonight's show and everything in your future. We do appreciate it. And you come back anytime.
Thanks
seriously.
A lot.
Thank you so much.
Keep playing the bluegrass.
Oh, you got it.